Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Jeffrey Zetto is on the phone from Houston, Texas. Jeffrey, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, and glad to be with you folks.
Glad to have you. Jeffrey, what's your musical background?
Well, I was born at an early age. My mother immediately sat me down in front of the piano for the required piano lessons. Exactly. And I quit after a couple of years, and then my little sister came along, and I couldn't let her outdo me, so I went back and... Exactly. And then ended up taking two lessons a week, one in classical and one in jazz, and got it. And then in college, picked up the organ.
Uh-huh. Do you still play?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good for you. So you have a piano at home?
We have a piano at home, yes.
Excellent.
And I do dueling keyboards every once in a while at church.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Jeffrey, Bruce is about to play your piano puzzler. Your job, of course, to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. So, y'all set?
All set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. So, Jeffrey, what do you think? What did you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I first thought you were starting off Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with that wonderful...
Oh, that's the clarinet solo, right?
That's the clarinet solo, that's right. That's right. I'm guessing that the tune behind it was Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly.
Yes, correct.
And the style sounds an awful lot like one of those rhapsodies from Franz Liszt.
Very close.
Very close. Okay, who else? Chopin.
Yes.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Well, Jeffrey, well done. You named the tune right away, and you found your way to the composer very, very quickly. Deck the Halls in the style.
Oh, Fred, stop, because I have my finger up.
Oh.
Which you can't see on the radio or a podcast. There's another tune in there, too. At the very end.
At the very end. All right.
At the very end, after you've been hearing Deck the Halls
many times. I was working on the composer at that point.
Yeah. At the end, here's the very end of Deck the Halls. I'll play it a little bit more clearly and slowly.
Oh! Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Another seasonal tune woven in there at the very end.
Marvelous.
And the funny thing about it is that is the Chopin, this measure. I mean, how can I not follow through with that? And then Jingle All the Way.
So Deck the Halls and a little bit of Jingle Bells in the style of Frédéric Chopin and quoting from, extensively, from a particular waltz by Chopin.
Opus 42 in A-flat.
Opus 42 in A-flat major. Well, Jeffrey, you did it. You named both tunes, including the extra credit tune, and you named the composer that Bruce was mimicking. Well done.
Thank you.
For playing the piano puzzler this week and doing it so well, Jeffrey, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Well, thank you. This was great fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you had a good time. Jeffrey Zetto from Houston, Texas. What's your public radio station?
KUHA.
KUHA. Jeffrey, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.